Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, audio satiety, indie podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 30 was an unchanged week for ATXDR, with AT&S on top of the list, while IMS Osram gained 25%. DAIMO wins the 16th stock market tournament in a competitive final against Zumtobel. News came from Clean Energy, RHI Magnesita, Telekom Austria, Strabag, Andritz, Kapsch Trafficom, Verbund, AMAG, IMS Osram, Marinomed, OMV, and Palfinger. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 30. Monday, Clean Energy. Clean Energy AG was able to complete a construction contract with IMO 360 Grad GmbH for an up to 8.8 MWP large agri-photovoltaic system on around 10 hectares in Upper Austria. The implementation is scheduled to take place by the end of Q1, 2025, depending on when the building permits are issued, subject to the corresponding legal approvals for the full expansion. Clean Energy AG is assuming project sales of around 8.6 million euros. Clean Energy, weekly performance, 1.51%, RHI Magnesita, as announced, Ignite Luxembourg Holdings, a company of private equity group Rhône, issued a cash offer at £28.50 per share for 14,086,156 RHI Magnesita shares, representing 29.9% of the shares outstanding, as of July 21, 2023. Valid acceptances have been received in respect of a total of 9,399,144 shares, representing approximately 19.95% of the issued and outstanding share capital of the company. RHI Magnesita, weekly performance, 6.65%. Telekom Austria, Americomoval announced that through its subsidiary Americomoval, BV, it has acquired shares corresponding to 5.55% of the voting rights in Telekom Austria AG from a private investor. This sale increases the overall shareholding of AMX in Telekom Austria AG from 51% to 56.55%. Telekom Austria, weekly performance, 2.07%. Tuesday, Strabag. Construction company Strabag opened its flagship tunnel segment ring factory in Hartlepool. For Strabag, this is the beginning of the manufacturing of precast concrete tunnel segments for HS2 tunnels in London and the rest of the UK. The company will be delivering over 83,000 precast concrete segments for HS2's London tunnels, having won a contract to supply Skanska Costain Strabag JV, SCS JV in October 2021. Strabag, weekly performance, 0.93%. Andritz, Kapu Energia of Finland has selected International Technology Group Andritz to perform the front-end engineering design, FEED, for a large-scale plant to produce green hydrogen. This order is a milestone in Andritz's strategy to become one of the world's leading industrial partners for large-scale green hydrogen production plants. The plant, with a capacity of 200 MW, will be built in Kristinested, Finland as part of a Power-to-X project. Andritz, weekly performance, -3.26%. Kapsch Trafficom, as already published, a settlement agreement was reached on July 5, 2023 between Autoticket GmbH, a joint venture of Kapsch Trafficom AG and CDS Eventim AG company KGaA, and the Federal Republic of Germany in the arbitration proceedings conducted out of the termination of the operations contract for the collection of the infrastructure charge, passenger car toll, were thus ended. The settlement agreement has now been finalized, executed and is effective. The payment of the amount of 243 million euros to Autoticket GmbH by the Federal Republic of Germany has already been effected. Kapsch Trafficom, weekly performance, -1.87%. Wednesday, Verbund, Austrian utility company Verbund, announced the acquisition of operative wind power plants in Spain with a total capacity of 257 MW and potential for hybridization and repowering from EDP Renewables Europe, SLU, EDPR, for an enterprise value of approximately 0.46 billion euros. Verbund Green Power GmbH will acquire 100% of the shares in Visco Renewables SL and Visco Europa SL. The two companies hold 9 wind portfolios with a total installed capacity of 257 MW sited at various locations in Spain. 7 portfolios are beneficiaries of a national funding scheme which on average will run for another 7 years, while 2 portfolios are marketed as merchant. Verbund, weekly performance, -1.98%. RHI Magnesita, a global supplier of high-grade refractory products, announced its results for the 6 months ended June 30, 2023. Revenue increased 9% to €1,734 million, as higher pricing and M&A contribution offset the negative impact of lower sales volumes. Adjusted EBITDA increased to €200 million, €188 million. Commenting on the results, Chief Executive Officer, Stefan Borges, said, "In the first half of the year we continued to experience challenging conditions in the steel market as a result of low demand volumes in all geographies with the exception of India. However, I am pleased to report that the resilience of our business model and strategy has been demonstrated by strong pricing, sector diversification, the delivery of material benefits from our strategic sales initiatives and a growing contribution from acquisitions." RHI Magnesita, weekly performance, 6.65%. Thursday, Verbund, Austrian utility Verbund, saw an improvement in the results posted for quarters January 2, 2023. The reported group result rose by 57.5% to €1,287.20. Generation from the annual storage power plants rose by 6.2% in quarters January 2, 2023 compared with the prior year reporting period. Generation from hydropower plants thus increased by 947 GWh to 15,054 GWh. The sharp rise in wholesale electricity prices on the futures markets that were relevant for the reporting period gave earnings a considerable boost. Conversely, spot market prices fell in quarters January 2, 2023. The average sales prices obtained for Verbund's own generation from hydropower rose by €69.60/MWh to €182.10/MWh. Higher generation from photovoltaic installations and wind power plants, especially from the plants put into operation in Spain, also had a positive effect, as did the high earnings contribution from Gas Connect Austria GmbH in the grid segment. This stood in contrast to the reduction in earnings caused by a significant decrease in thermal generation and the negative earnings contribution from the sales segment attributable to high procurement costs, among other factors. The taxation of the windfall revenues earned from marginal power generators in Austria from December 2022 onwards and corresponding windfall profits in Romania had a negative impact of around €172 million on the group's result. Verbund, weekly performance, -1.98%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz, significantly increased revenue and earnings in the first half of 2023 compared to the first 6 months of the previous year despite the cooling global economy. The order intake of the group amounted to 4,712.5 MWh in the first half of 2023 and was thus practically at the high level of the previous year's reference period, -1.2% versus H1 2022, 4,767.6 MWh. The order backlog as of June 30, 2023 amounted to 10,569.0 MWh and increased by 5.9% compared to the end of 2022. 9,976.5 MWh. Revenue of the Andritz in the first half of 2023 amounted to 4,109.0 MWh and increased by 23.9% compared to the previous year's reference period, first half of 2022, 3,317.0 MWh. In the first half of 2023, the net income, without non-controlling interests, amounted to 226.8 MWh, H1 2022. 167.2 MWh. Andritz, weekly performance, -3.26%. Amsosrim presents a strategic realignment of the group. The company is refocusing its semiconductor portfolio on its profitable core and differentiated, intelligent sensor and emitter components. The non-core and lower performing portfolio with revenues of around €300 to €400 million, including amongst others, passive optical components, will be exited. AMS, weekly performance, 25.60%. AMAG Group, an Austrian premium supplier of high-quality aluminium cast and flat, generated revenue of €796.4 million in the first half of 2023, H1/2022, €904.3 million. This was due particularly to the 23.6% lower aluminum price and lower shipment volumes of 221,200 tons, H1/2022, 225,100 tons, at €117.8 million. The second highest half-year earnings in AMAG's history were achieved, following record EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, in the previous year, H1/2022, €156.5 million. Despite lower shipment volumes, net income after taxes amounted to €51.0 million in the reporting period, compared with €78.4 million in the first half of 2022. AMAG, weekly performance, 0.00%. Merinomed Biotech announced the market approval of Acaragilo's nasal spray in Mexico. In 2021, Merinomed disclosed a license agreement with the Latin American-based specialty pharmaceutical company M8 Pharmaceuticals, formerly Moksha 8, for the distribution of Acaragilo's nasal sprays in Mexican and Brazilian markets. M8 is responsible for pursuing the local market authorization and marketing of the product in the region. The approval for the Acaragilo's nasal spray has now been granted in Mexico, which clears the way for a market launch. The launch of the Acaragilo's nasal spray, which will be available under the trade name Barlo, registered sign, is envisaged for the next season. With a population of over 130 million, Mexico is Latin America's second largest OTC and RX market. The Mexican consumer healthcare market is forecasted to keep growing at an annual rate of up to 10%, reaching $5 billion by 2035. With a share of 32%, cough, cold and allergy is the leading Mexican OTC segment and represents a significant sales potential for Acaragilo's products. Merinomed Biotech, weekly performance, 4.75%. Friday's OMV, Austrian oil, gas and chemical company OMV announced the Wittatief 2 exploration well to be a confirmed new natural gas discovery. A preliminary evaluation indicates potential recoverable resources of approximately 48 TWH, 28 million barrels of oil equivalent. After full development of the discovery, OMV expects its natural gas production in Austria to increase by 50%. The OMV-operated well was drilled at a final depth of 5,000 meters after 5 months of operations. The positive result of our exploration is an exciting news for OMV and its customers, as we continue to work on our strategy to diversify our supply sources of natural gas. This new find marks a major contribution to the natural gas supply of our customers, especially in Austria, with an expected increase of our local production, said Halfred Stern, chairman of the executive board and CEO of OMV AG. OMV, weekly performance, minus 0.71%. Palfinger, despite persistently high interest rates, continued high inflation and uncertain geopolitical developments in the EMEA region, lifting solutions provider Palfinger enters the second half of 2023 with a record revenue and result. The best first half of the year in the company's history was achieved with a revenue of €1,214.90 million, an EBIT of €111.3 million and a consolidated net result of €63.3 million. The full effectiveness of the implemented price increases, a good product mix, and the decline in raw material and freight prices contributed significantly to the outstanding first half year, as did improvements in the supply chains. The company stated, the company has a good order backlog until the end of 2023. Palfinger, weekly performance, minus 3.58%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday. We'll be right back.
Austrian Stocks English. Austrian Stocks English. Listen, this is the whole thing, no. Present is the whole thing. Present is the whole thing.